This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
W. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
What is our random question? Question 206-803-ROCK.
Random.
Hello, Eddie. Welcome to the men's room. Hola. Eddie, welcome to the program. Random question. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great, Eddie. Thank you. Better than we should be. All right, Eddie. Here's your question. Who is the oldest person that you still find sexy or the oldest person that you've ever dated?
Probably the oldest person I've dated is my wife by far. So
is she older than you, or she's just the oldest person you've dated?
Just the oldest person I've dated because we're together right now. Oldest sexy person? It's got to be some actress. I'm thinking like Suzanne Summers, maybe.
All right.
I think she passed away.
How much older is your wife than you?
She's not. She's actually younger than me.
So what's the biggest age difference, I guess I should ask her?
Age difference.
As far as anybody you've ever gone out with?
It was probably like 20 years one time.
All right. Okay. I'm assuming older than you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Just total accident. Total
what?
Accident. It was a camping trip. So, and it was my buddy's sister, and we didn't date or anything, or like, you know, we just hung out. We didn't like date or anything like that. But it was like a 20-year gap.
Okay.
Damn.
All right. Okay. I'm trying to think as far as older and attractive. I'll still say Jane Seymour,
Helen Mirren.
I think Jane Seymour
is 90, so she now looks a little bit older.
Helen Mirren is 90?
No, the person I'm going to say.
Oh, boy.
Sophia Loren.
She's 90?
Yeah.
Hold on, I got to Google her now. See what she looks like right now.
She definitely...
How about Martha Stewart?
Yeah. Oh, Martha would catch
for
it.
For sure, yeah.
Martha would catch it.
Yeah.
Wait, who did you say, Lauren Bacall?
Sophia Loren.
Sophia, right.
She's still attractive. She just looks like a 90-year-old woman, whereas for a lot of years, she didn't.
What? Man, okay. Maybe I'm looking at the wrong picture here.
Raquel this Welch is... probably still looks good. I'm going to guess.
Yes.
He's dead.
Well, even
Raquel
when you look
Welch
at like,
I mean,
is she? Did she pass on?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
So is Suzanne Summers.
She did pass. Yeah. You know what?
Like a year ago today.
But when you really look at the age of people, like Christie Brinkley, all right, she's in her 60s.
Looks great.
She looks absolutely the same to me, for whatever reason.
Because we're getting old.
Yeah, but she's
I think that's part of it. Also, at 55, I can look at someone who's 75 and say, yeah, all right, I get what's going on there.
Also a supermodel.
Right. So, 30 years ago, I probably would not have felt that way, but I certainly do now.
It certainly changes with age.
And it like changes the tabs you even hit on Pornhub. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I guess I got to move everything up about a decade here. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be into, like, hot moms anymore. Like, I'm in my mid-40s. I'm into attractive grandmas now.
I know, and you're like, God damn it, mature. We're the same age.
Yeah. Mature.
Mature.
Mature, which looks like you're still younger than me.
I know, you're looking at mature like, that's mature? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good times.
Wow.
Yeah, at 90, bro, I don't know, maybe I'm like, okay, it's just one picture.
Okay. I think sometimes, too, though, if you're just talking about famous people.
Yeah.
Like, I think sometimes I would just like to say I hooked up with them, whether or not I still find them attractive.
Sure. Ooh, somebody here says Sally Fields. She basically looks the same.
Mm-hmm.
She, from Gidget to now, she looks about the same. And Selma Hayek, almost 60.
Yes. That's a great call. Same with Penelope Cruz. I bet she's not as old as Selma. I think she's a few years older. But still, I mean, you're talking about somebody who's in their upper 50s.
But again, so am I. So
Nicole Kidman,
I don't know. I don't know if it's... Is it that you still look good or that at my age, I think you look good? You know what I mean?
It's both.
Yeah, well, maybe.
It's like this year when I was talking about watching a Little League World Series, right?
All
right. And I'm like, I don't know what's changed in the water, but the moms are just so attractive now. Yeah. You're their age, dude. Right.
That's why.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I don't remember being that hot when I was a kid.
Somebody says Christie Brinkley is 70 years old. Mm-hmm. Someone else brings up Brooke Shields. Yeah, man, I'd get home with it. Mm-hmm. You know who's still kind of hot, man? Original Wonder Woman, Linda Carter.
Oh, yeah. Yes, she is.
Halle Berry's getting up there in age, apparently. I think we're the same age.
Yeah, but you know what, man? That's a Mr. Yuck sticker on that thing. I mean, I'm serious. Don't touch it. Don't drink it. Just stay
away. Why?
I don't know.
Because something weird happens with every relationship. I think it's like J-Lo, right? You know what I mean? Like, you can find her attractive. I'm not saying that, but obviously there's... Something ain't adding up in the brain there. People just can't be around them for long.
No, it's typically a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're the ones that cheat on her.
Like, ridiculous.
Her one husband said he was a sex addict or whatever the deal was. But everyone else just kind of went.
Who's that, Eric Benet?
Yeah. I'm just kind of walking away, and I am out with no explanation. No one ever talks any trash on her. No, it's never, you know.
It's just, I just don't want to do this anymore.
No. No. The reason we asked, too, is the oldest person you find sexy.
Goldie Hawn. Like, in my mind, I'm just reading one of the texts, sorry. Goldie Hawn. Like, in my mind, like, when I picture her, she looks great. But then when I actually see what she looks like now, I'm like, I'm picturing something different than what she is. So, there's some Santa Claus movie she's in with her not husband, right? Watched it with the kids. And she looked great in that.
Yeah, she still got it.
That's Hollywood makeup.
No, she still got it.
You're still with Goldie Hawn. Yeah. Lucy Lawless.
Yes.
I haven't seen her in a while, but I want to say yes.
Deborah Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cindy Crawford. Yeah, for sure. You say Heather Locklear and Heather Thomas. Man, Locklear looks like she's lived the life that she's lived.
She does.
Like, she has self-aged just based on how she chose to roll back in the day. And they nailed it. Liz Hurley.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty strong.
Yes.
That is real strong. The reason we asked, who's the oldest person you find sexy or the oldest person you've ever been with? Chu Soon-hwa is an 80-year-old woman from South Korea, and she recently shocked the world by qualifying as a finalist in the annual Miss Universe Korea competition.
Damn.
She's 80. She's a grandmother of three. She turns 81 next month. She said she never dreamed of being in the running to represent her country in the Miss Universe beauty pageant, but thanks to changes made to the contest selection rules, she was able to do that. Now, before this year, participants were required to be between the ages of 18 and 28. But due to growing pressure to become more inclusive, they scrapped that rule, allowing pretty much anybody to participate. Now, apart from the age ban lifting, pregnant women and women who had children or had ever been married were also allowed to compete. Now, she hopes to inspire others by showing that health and vitality can be maintained well into old age. While this is the 80-year-old's first foray into beauty pageantry, she's been working as a senior fashion model for years.
Oh, okay.
Securing collaborations with magazines like Harper's, Bazaar, and Elle, as well as commercial campaigns with various Korean brands. It all started when she started modeling at the age of 72.
Damn.
When one of the patients at the hospital she was working at as a nurse recommended she give modeling a chance. One of my patients told me to try modeling. I thought it was nonsense. But at the same time, it awoke my old dream of becoming a model, wearing pretty clothes, and doing photo shoots. So I said, yeah, I used to dream of that before. I should give it a try. And now she is headed to Mexico to compete in the Miss Universe contest.
Damn.
Yes. And one more story, as far as age goes. Dressed in 7-inch neon heels and translucent yellow bell-bottoms, Mary Sorotella was defying gravity and expectations Wednesday night at Hollywood's Bourbon Room. Spinning gracefully around the pole to disco medleys, she contorted her body into a series of improbable positions with even more impossible names, like some of the things you do on the pole. Some of the moves, the chopstick, the jade split, and the black sun split. A showstopper, they say, in which she grips the pole between her belly and thigh and hangs upside down, holding a foot with each hand. It was a dazzling display of flexibility and sensual athleticism, they say. And on her September performance, when she last danced, she just celebrated her 71st birthday.
Jeez!
And she did it up on stage and told everyone, and the room exploded. A young woman in the front row pumped her fist in the air. Another did the bow reminiscent of We're Not Worthy from Wayne's World. She started pole dancing in 2010 when she was 57 years old, the same year the youngest of her three children graduated from college.
So she was waiting for this.
Wow. Yeah. A friend from a committee at her kid's school mentioned that she'd started taking pole dancing classes at the gym. So on a whim, she said, I'll go with you, and asked if she could come. She was only able to learn a few moves before the gym disbanded the class, but she was hooked. She said she still deals with certain inconveniences of age, arthritis making gripping the pole difficult, and there was that stingy hip replacement.
Yeah.
When I wake up in the morning, I'm stiffer than I used to be. Early on, I sprained a knee, but it's like that old serenity prayer. Accept the things you can't change and change the things you can.
I dig it, man.
So she dances on a weekly basis at the Hollywood Bourbon Room. And she's 71 years old.
And now, what was the question that we asked?
Who's the oldest person you find sexy or the oldest person you've ever been with?
All right. So, I think it was Eddie that we talked to who gave his answer. Text came in, says, that was my husband who just called in. I was wondering why he ran outside explaining the question.
Be right back, babe. Hang on there.
I don't know that, I've done a couple years older. I've never gone too far above my age. Mm-hmm. I went on a few dates with a girl that was 10 years younger.
All right. How old were you at the time?
Early 30s. She was in her early 20s.
Is that kind of when you start getting the disconnect?
Correct.
Yeah. I would say that's about you just don't have anything in common, really, that one. Except lust.
Hello. Look, we know. There's people your age. There's people my age that date girls that are 25. And I know, man. What do you talk about?
I mean, it's Leonardo DiCaprio. You know what I mean? But I think, look, I get she's a smoke show, but you're not just having sex with her. You are hanging out with her. You invited her.
What does Belichick talk about with his girlfriend?
They look very happy.
His hips.
They do, but I'm just saying, at some point,
Well, she dated a guy that was somebody he knew. So she has a history of dating very older men.
All right.
So
I guess, man. I mean, she's 27, he's 72.
Maybe she likes eating dinner at 4:30. Who knows?
I just like early dinner.
I mean, there's got to be some commonality, right?
You're
not
going
to a 10 o'clock dinner.
I feel like there is, I don't know what the number is, but it's 50 years is a long time.
Just your mindset.
I'm actually still very involved in the rave scene. I like going out every Friday night. Take a little Molly and just have a good old time.
We're on to dinner.
Yeah. He's rolling on Molly.
Yeah.
Maybe he is.
He could be smoking weed right now. You don't know.
Just went on a six-day bender down in Vegas. They didn't go to sleep before 4 o'clock every morning.
That's kids call him Ibiza.
Just kept the hood up. Nobody knew who he was.
Maybe he's with Conor McGregor and Ibiza.
Throwing down.
Why not? Let's just finish it off, right? You've got a girlfriend that's 50 years younger than you are.
Doing lines on the bar, no one cares.
Right, you've retired from coaching. Now you're partying in Ibiza with a maniac.
I don't know what everyone's problem with fentanyl is.
I put a $1,000 bill into a stripper's G-string with my teeth.
That's why it sounds so exciting.
He is a lot more personable as a commentator than he is.
Because he is.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Hello, Bill. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, crap. Give me a second. Let me pull over real quick.
All right, do what you got.
Hold on.
Sure.
I like the legit. He's just like, oh.
Hey, oh, Jesus.
Hang on.
Well, I've been
sitting
here for a minute. Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola. Welcome to the program, brother. I have a question, gentlemen. Question. Yeah, man. Whatever you're into. Let's see what we got here. Okay. How about this one? What was the story that you've heard about the day that you were born? What is the story that your mom or dad told you about the day you were born, kind of how it went down as far as just the day in general? What time were you?
I told all the other stories. This one's kind of lame. But...
And, hold on, man. Your phone broke up.
I was born.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like I said, this is kind of lame. But the day I was born... My hair was so blonde that they literally had to spit on it to make sure I even had hair. They thought I was born bald.
They spit on your head?
Well, they got it wet in some way, but my dad would always say that he had to spit on my...
Yep, there's hair there.
Did you have a cone head?
Yeah. Oh, no, he's got hair. It's just so light, you can barely see it.
Did you come out as a cone head?
I might have.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing I tell my kid. I said, look, man, when you came out, I was kind of freaked out because you seriously look like a conehead.
Oh, yeah.
So
my daughter, too, because they had to use the... We didn't know the cord was around her neck, right? And so they made it just like a suction cup.
Mm-hmm.
And they pulled her ass out, and I'm just looking at her head. You know, first, they unwrapped the cord, whatever. But
yeah.
I'm looking at her head, and they're like, oh, congratulations, Mr. Hill, this is your daughter. And I just looked at the doctor before I could open my mouth. He got this big smile and said, her head will normalize. He said, it's just part of the thing. But she did bust my wife's tailbone on the way out. Or as my daughter likes to say, I broke mom's back when I was born. I'm like, that's a lot more dramatic than what it actually was. The thing I hear about me, right, because I was the second kid, so my dad's not as excited. But at that time, the husband was not allowed to be in the delivery room. At the moment, you had to wait outside, and then they call you in. Huh? Yeah. Old days, right? I was born in 69. Yeah, that's right, 69.
Baby. Nice.
But my mom said, you know, like, hey, birthday, whatever. But you were, like, just covered in hair everywhere, which is not entirely unusual for babies. But she's like, dude, it was excessive. So when they let my father into the room, his first words were, ooh.
Ooh.
Not like, ooh, I got another son. Just,
ooh.
I was like, okay. She's like, look, you were ugly. I'm sorry. There's no way around it.
You were ugly.
Yeah, she's like, you're an ugly, hairy baby. She's like, we loved you, but until the hair came off, it takes like 5 days. Ooh. Like, those little baby chimpanzees.
Oh, trust me, I used to send out pictures of my daughter when she was born to everybody. Now I look at that picture, I'm like, oh, my God.
You are the only people on earth that think your baby's cute in the moment they're born.
Absolutely.
Keep in mind, they've basically been underwater for 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And they pop out, and you're so excited. But deep down, you're like, ew, man.
I'm telling you, my proudest moment was getting in that GO prism I had in Annapolis at Pat Sajak Hospital. And they I get in the parking lot, man, and they've already got the helicopter on top of the pad. And they're getting ready to take her ass out of there to Children's Hospital. So now she's only...
So that's the day she's born.
Oh, yeah. This is like half an hour.
Damn.
I didn't even hold
that's
my kid.
Quick.
It was quick. So they're like, okay, we're going to go to Children's National. My wife was out of it still. The epidural still, you know, kicking in. And she's just exhausted. I think she was wondering where her baby was.
That is fair.
But, you know, I was trying to tell her, hey, look, they're going to transfer her to Children's National in D.C. I'm going to go there. You just relax. Everything's going to be okay.
Just relax.
I will come back and get you, or you can get a tech cab home or whatever the deal is. So I got on 50, and I mean, just like 9/11, I drove as fast as I wanted to drive. I mean,
and this is your first daughter, right?
Yeah. So I was driving at least 100 miles an hour in that car, and I beat that. Well, the helicopter had to wait for another helicopter to get off the pad.
Ah, okay.
So her helicopter was still in the air waiting for the pad to open up while another helicopter was on it. That gave me enough time to park the car, get in the front door, get checked in. I got checked in on a child that was not even admitted yet.
Do they know she's coming?
They know she's en route, but I'm here to give all the information. I'm the dad, all that stuff. And by the time I got upstairs, they had just settled her in.
Damn.
So that was day one. I mean, that was within hours. So that was a crazy one.
What was it when she was born with the, like, we got to get her to Children's?
She was born with half a heart, and she didn't have an esophagus.
And how long does it take them to find that out? I mean, it's like as soon as she's born, or is it like...
It took a little time for the esophagus thing, because fortunately there was a woman there who was a nurse, and she was part-time. She was in her mid-60s, but she wanted to come back and help, and that's what she had done her entire life. So she worked 2 days a week, and she kind of just volunteered her time. She got paid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she had seen this one time before in the 50s, is what she said.
Are you kidding?
When she first started being a nurse is when she saw this for the first time. And she could tell. She picked the gate up, and she's like, I know what's wrong with this baby. Because the doctor didn't know.
You're the dad.
Yeah, exactly. And then they put her under the heat lamp that they keep your fries warm in.
Yeah.
Until they transport them out. It's weird. It really is. It's the fry light. It's the hot lamp that you put the food on while you're waiting for your waiter to come and take it off the counter.
I don't remember it, but I was a bubble baby for a while there. So I had
croup. I think it is. Well, top this, Texter says, Belushi overdosed the day I was born.
Wow. Reason we asked, what was the story of the day you were born? You guys know Brantley Gilbert, the country music star?
I know his name.
Yeah. Fans in Tupelo, Mississippi got to be a part of a very special moment on Friday night. He ran on stage in the middle of his concert because his wife, Amber, went into labor on his tour bus. He posted a video where he stops the show for an emergency. Then it cuts to him calling his mom to tell her she's got a new grandson. His name is Abram Howell Gilbert. Here's the craziest part. Once his son was born and he knew everything was okay, he went back out on stage and finished the concert. He was gone about an hour. Then he walked back on stage and announced, "We got a baby, Mississippi." And the crowd went nuts. He joked that all the moms in the crowd were probably thinking, what in the F is wrong with this dude? But he felt like he couldn't abandon all the fans who supported him for so many years. He said, Amber said, get back out there on stage and finish. We have free kids now, so you better get some money because we need it.
It is kind of funny. And when you hear him saying it, because I listened to the audio yesterday, it's like he's like, yeah. She wants me out here. You guys are my fans. You paid for tickets. Like, baby's fine.
More of the random question coming up. 206-803.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter. Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Fall into 5K a day. All you need to do is download the Odyssey app, listen to KISW for 1 hour a day. That gives you a shot at $5,000 in cash. So be sure to log in when you get there, listen to the show for 1 hour, and you will be eligible in the $5,000 in cash as we fall into 5K a day.
Until we run out of money.
That's right. It is Random Question, 206-803-ROUT.
We won't run out of money.
Nah, we'll keep giving away five
we'll
grand.
Be fine.
That's why you find our bumper stickers everywhere.
By the way.
Yeah.
The last question we asked, you know, what's the story from the day you were born?
Yeah.
And somebody says here, this is kind of cool, says, the day I was born, Apollo 14 launched, the Apollo 14 mission launched from NASA's Kennedy Space Center, carrying astronauts Alan Shepard, Edgar Mitchell, and Stuart Roosa on the third successful lunar mission. And then someone else checks in and says, I was born the same day Elvis died on the toilet. Mm. Okay. Yes. Not just the day he died.
The day that I was born, apparently, my grandmother, who thought she owned everything in the place, walked into the hospital, I guess, in a mink coat.
Good God.
That's how, yeah, 1970.
Is that how she rolled?
She was a country club, non-working, just kind of, you know, a vodka at noon type of person.
Vodka at noon.
With orange juice. So apparently she comes strutting in the hospital doing that, I want to see my grandson thing, you know?
All right.
And so she goes up to the, and they, again, back to the strict rules of not letting, you know, your father in the room or any of that stuff, you know? Apparently my uncle says my dad was in the hallway and he went to see him and check on him and he was white as a sheet because he was just terrified. My dad's also 20 years old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my mom's 20 years old or whatever the deal is. So he's just like, oh my God. I think reality, he said, kind of set in when I was born and they heard him slap my ass and I started crying. Apparently then he just kind of...
Oh, it is a... look, it's a wonderful moment, but it is a mind F.
Yes. So I'm in the
little... I've heard a lot of people say that too, is that like the difference is as well, it's like it's a... Especially if you're a couple, it's the first baby, but at least for the woman, like it's growing in there.
Yeah.
Like I've heard a lot of guys say it didn't get really real until like I saw that baby.
It doesn't, because honestly, up until then, you just have a pregnant wife. You understand what the end result's supposed to be, but... She's pregnant, but I'm not going through her pains. I don't feel the baby move. And then, I mean, when you hear that thing cry, it's like, oh, boy.
Now, so this is a very small town. The hospital I was born in was actually shut down for 25 years because they couldn't staff it and they couldn't afford to have it. Now, they recently just got it back up and running again. And that's when my grandmother, she got her Lifetime Certificate Achievement Award for years of service, whatever the deal is. Right. That was the hospital I was born in. It's a very small town, so my other grandmother knew everybody. So when she comes strutting in there, you know, whatever the woman's name runs the, Margaret, I want to see my grandchild, you know, that kind of crap. And so, okay, here you go, Sue. So they gave her me, and I guess I'd been on my side, laying in that little box thing, you know, since I was born. So when she picked me up, I guess everything that had been inside of me came out.
Oh, on her mink coat.
Gravity-wise. You know, like amniotic fluid, whatever the hell you eat when you're in your mom's stomach, you know? Apparently, that just shot everywhere, all over her coat, all over her pants, and she handed the baby back and walked the F out of the bathroom.
You're mad.
Yeah, exactly. Nice.
Good work.
Random.
Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room. Random.
Yes, sir.
Oh, la, la. Andrew, welcome to the program. Random question. Random. Let's go with this one. Go ahead.
Okay, so I don't remember my birth too well. I guess I had like Erb's palsy or something like that. But I was paralyzed on my left side. I don't remember it. I'm good.
Okay.
My son, on the other hand, is my second child. I have three now. My second child, he was born 5 weeks premature, and he had shoulder dystocia. And if you don't know what shoulder dystocia is, I recommend don't Google it.
Ooh, what, don't. Okay. What is it?
It's basically the shoulders are too wide to pass through.
Oh, God.
Even with 5 weeks too early?
Yeah, he was 9 pounds, 4 ounces.
Wow.
5 weeks.
No, he's not premature. He was ready to get out of
here. I think your wife's vagina was like, remove this.
Exactly. I don't want a 10-pound baby.
Sure. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But he goes 5 weeks premature, 9 pounds, 4 ounces. They think it's going to be a natural birth. He gets stuck on the way out, and you can't predict shoulder dystocia.
So you don't know it until you see.
So does that mean they had to go into a C-section to get him out, even though it was started out the other way?
He was too far out.
Oh, no.
His head was sticking out. I got to watch this whole thing. It wasn't like the 50s where it's frowned upon to be in there. No, they want you in there to watch it. It's horrifying. My daughter, she was a dream. I was holding her 5 minutes after. My wife didn't even know she was in labor. She had never been in labor before.
Well, back to your son. Is this a permanent thing, or is this just something that that eventually grows out?
No. He's fine. He's perfectly okay right now.
Okay. All right. That's good.
At the time when he came out, they had to break his arm and 3 ribs to pull him out.
God, man.
Okay.
Do they? I assume they warn you of this before they just do it, right?
No, they don't. You just hear the little fragile sparrow bones pop.
The best time to break them, apparently.
So they say.
Babies.
For the kid, it's the best time. Right. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, because then they show me the arm X-ray afterwards, and they're all, well, it can be 70 degrees displaced and still heal fine. Mm-hmm. And I was like, 70 degrees? Dude, I'm a carpenter. I can't build nothing 70 degrees out and get away with it.
Right. Except a child, apparently.
My daughter was born a little under 6 pounds, and she was just so tiny. It was just like when you looked in there, you're like, is that alive?
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, he was huge. He was such a huge baby that they couldn't believe that he was premature. But he lacked the instinct to eat, and he spent 28 days in the NICU, and I lived with him there.
That's a pain in the ass. Well, you get to know the other family, and one thing you do learn about those experiences is that it's a bonding experience, and it's also your life is not as bad as other people's when you understand some of the conditions of other kids that are in there and have been in there for either a lot longer. They have more months to go, so you start worrying more about your other friends that you've just met's children than sometimes you do your own.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they're situated, which, it's good for everybody to talk, but it also takes some of the worry off of you because you realize you're not the only person in that situation.
I think that helps with anything. So.
It helps a little bit, but I was also in the middle of a move.
All right. That's stressful enough already. That was bad timing on you. You probably thought, I have 5 weeks, I'm good.
Right.
Oh, dude, we got a letter from our rental agency that we were renting from saying that they sold the house and the new owner wants to take possession of this, because I lived in a duplex at the time, wanted to take possession of my side of the house because I hadn't been living there as long as our neighbors had been there like 13 years. I'd only been there a couple of years. They were like, well, I drew the short straw, get out.
Damn.
What the hell?
Yeah, good times.
So now I'm running back and forth from the hospital, checking on my son, and then moving a house.
And basically, all you can really do in those rooms is just sit in the chair.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're there, but you can't do anything.
You're in a giant room, and there are like 10 other beds, and there's a nurse's station in the middle, typically, and you're under 24-hour care.
I was at the Women's Pavilion here in Everett. And that place is sweet. Shout out to them, dude. Shout out to Dr. Ann Camber that delivered Hank and Wade, both my sons. Yeah. She's a beast. I freaking love her.
I'll tell you, the night
women love being called a beast.
My night from hell started when a woman in downtown D.C. decided she was going to walk exactly 1.5 blocks down the road to the 7-Eleven to buy snacks for her other kids. When she was gone, the kids started playing with matches and set the house on fire.
Oh, God.
She had 5 kids, all right? When I was in that room, they all were brought into that room.
So all of them.
There was a set of twins.
Damn.
There was a baby. There was all, and you do not know... You do not want to ever be in a room and breathe that air because it's one big room.
Yeah.
It's one, you have a curtain, you have a curtain in between you. But other than that, kids are screaming, and it's
NICU at the Women's Pavilion here in Everett, it's gangster, dude. It really is. You get your own room. If you got to be there with your baby for any length of time, you're there. You're there in a room alone, and they got the chairs that fold out to a bed, and the nurses.
Well, excuse me.
Every single one of those nurses is a sweetheart. That's every cool. single one of them. I learned everything I needed to know about changing, about a baby, about a premature baby from those women over there, dude. They're sweethearts.
That's awesome. All right, let me give you a random question. I'm glad your kids are healthy. Okay, since we're talking about kids, what homemade meal did you look forward to when you were a kid? What was your favorite meal?
Oh, tuna mac.
Tuna mac?
Wow.
Really? Like a casserole?
Yeah, tuna mac, yep.
Oh, my God.
Do you still enjoy it now?
I still do, yeah. I make it for my kids, whether they like it or not.
I hate it.
Do you put peas in it?
Do what?
Do you put peas in it?
I do not.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Man, oh, man.
Good God,
man. That was not a happy night for me.
I'm with you, dude. We ate that a lot of Fridays.
I would take it. Look, my mom and self confessed. She's like, look, I was an awful cook. So the only time I look forward to a homemade meal is if we were with my grandmother. She would hook it up, right? But, man, same thing. And in the 70s, you know, tuna mac was pretty much a standard deal. But same thing. Like, why are there peas in it? It's already not awesome. And then you're like, let me just make it a little worse.
Yeah, and as a kid, and I get it, all kids are kind of the same way. Like, I hated it because there was the cream of mushroom soup in it as well.
Yeah.
So it had, like, the little things of mushrooms. I fathom as an adult, I don't like mushroom. You don't really taste that flavor. But, I mean, I can remember sitting there fighting. It seemed like for hours. I'm sure it was 10 or 20 minutes. Like, I'm not eating it.
My father would always tell me, like, Stephen, when you get older, why don't you be a surgeon? I'm like, why would I be a surgeon? He's like, because the precision with which you remove peas from any dish, it's like, it's remarkable. Like, you got good hands.
It's like operation.
Never seen anyone be able to separate peas the way that you do.
I think I look forward to Sunday spaghetti dinner was traditional in the Italian household. But they typically, my great-grandmother would not go to church. That was not her jam. She would cook all morning long, and when people got back from Mass, dinner was on the table about 1:30. So at 1:30,
Sunday's a weird day. Like, yeah, you know, dinner is early.
We sat down. We watched football.
We didn't do it every Sunday, but
spaghetti and meatballs. That was with homemade bread.
There was a lot of Sunday like roast that happened.
They call it
three.
Yeah, they're calling it dinner, and you're like, normally this is lunch, but okay. Yeah.
And you eat dinner later. They'd send us home with leftovers, and we have tons of spaghetti, and I just have another plate.
I mean, some of the things I remember liking as a kid, I don't know that I'd eat them now, but cream chip beef.
I love cream, like, to this day.
And my mom would toast it and make it. I mean, right,
that's on cream, a shingle, but it's
right,
good.
And chipped beef.
What was your least favorite meal?
I was going to say, I also love steakums on white bread, but I don't know that as an adult I'd eat.
Don't
them.
Do it. Don't do it, bro. I tried. I thought we were going to do...
And we tried the sirloin ones.
We were going to do...
Black Angus ones.
Philly cheesesteak kind of night.
Yeah.
I'm really like, F it, man. I'm going to save the money and get those things. It was horrible.
You forget how they taste.
It tastes like grease. It does not taste like meat. No, it just tastes like grease and a meat substance.
Reese, we asked, what homemade meal did you look forward to as a kid? We all know that Kim Kardashian has some children there. And I guess Northwest and her siblings are never going to starve, obviously. Their mom's got some money. But North and Kim Kardashian sat down for a talk with Interview Magazine. And North revealed that mom has not cooked, in quotes, a long time. And then they asked specifically, when was the last time your mom cooked for you? And North said, 2 Halloweens ago.
Damn!
And what did Kim cook for the family 2 Halloweens ago? Fried chicken, cornbread, and mac and cheese.
All right, solid meal.
I mean, yeah, that sounds good.
Kim says, I'm a one-trick pony, and that's the one good meal I can cook. North admitted it was very good. Also said Kim is really good at making cucumbers with salt on top, which might be what she would choose if she only could eat one thing for the rest of her life. According to Kim, cucumbers with salt.
That seems about right for her.
For her, yeah.
That or grilled onions.
Do you ever put them in vinegar?
You know I haven't, but I certainly know a lot of people that do. Vinegar and salt, and they just...
And wait, with the cucumber, it's like a salt and vinegar chip.
And like, people see it as a snack. And look, I just don't like vegetables. I understand people eat this, but it blows my mind that my wife can sit down at the table, have a cucumber, vinegar, salt, water, and just eat it. But she's happy.
All right. Mike, Ted, you guys need to do me a favor, all right? Because we're going to die before you guys do. So at the funeral, all right, I want you to take like a little floret of broccoli or something like that, and I want you to sneak it and put it in Steve's casket. Because I have a feeling he'll wake up, pick it up, and throw it out, and then lay back down and die
again. And then die again, yes. That is what, or I will haunt you. Like, why is he haunting? I put broccoli in his casket, dude.
And he'll chuck it, and then he'll lay back down and be dead again.
And that's going to be like Amityville Horror style. Like, there will be blood coming out of the steps, like, all over a broccoli floret.
Yeah. Or just put, like, a carrot in his hand or something.
But my kids will be like, that's not my dad. It looks like my dad, but that can't be my dad.
That's the joke. Right there. Random,
random, random. Hello, Josh. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Put cucumbers over his eyes.
Hello?
Hola.
Hola, Josh. How are you?
Oh, good, gentlemen. Slightly hungover from the gala last night. Hullabaloo.
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 Yeah.
Son. Yeah, I was walking around as Jack Skellington. It was awesome. Everybody loved it.
Nice. Did you guys have a good time?
Yeah, we did have a good time. Got to hang out with Steve and Taryn for a hot second. I totally didn't know they were taking pictures and interrupted their whole scene. My bad.
Oh, they take a lot of pictures.
They take pictures constantly.
Look at social media.
I haven't seen Steve since before my daughter was born. So, and before we moved to Ohio. So then, freaking, I haven't seen him in basically like 14 years. So I was so excited, and I just like walked right up to him, and I didn't even know that they were taking pictures.
Well, he probably got in a few, which is nice.
Yeah. And he was dressed as a Hooters girl. No better way to remember.
That was hilarious.
You don't need to get into you don't need to get into too much detail on this, obviously, because we're going to try to keep it radio friendly. But who was the kinkiest person that you've ever dated? Who would you say is the most experimental or just got their own thing going on there, whatever it is?
Chick I met in the Navy on base. She was a base rat. Chicks that kind of hang out around the base and hook up with dudes and stuff like that. It was at the bowling alley. And she was like, you can't do me till you do my homegirl. And I was like, wait, you want me to get some to get some?
So okay. You had to be with her friend before you could be with her?
Yeah, but see, the thing is, the chick I'm talking to was hot as all get out. Her friend was not.
That's being a good friend.
Yeah, I was going to ask if she's like, look, I'm going to help my friend out by like, I know you want to have sex with me. I know you don't want to have sex with her, but I think you might want to have sex with me so bad that you'll have sex with her. Mm-hmm. And did you?
Yeah. I don't discriminate, dog.
All right.
She thought I was going to be offended or something. I'm like, no, I'm going to get into that to get it at.
Okay.
I also... As somebody that has, over the years, had some attractive male friends, mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything wrong with taking the little side pieces.
Oh, you mean as far as they get the good-looking one on you, whatever's next is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't try it when DB was here? Because all of the...
Well, no, because he's married now.
I know, but my wife thinks, she's like, DB's just the cutest guy in the world. Blah, blah, blah. And she said that since she's, you know, like 21 years now, right? And so he was in town a couple of weeks ago, a month ago, whatever it was. We go into the local watering hole. Both of the bartenders are like... We met Ted's friend. Oh, my God. And so now I'm listening to my wife and these two bartenders. Go on.
Do you think he's that good looking? I mean, I think he's a good looking guy.
But they also pointed out that he's charming. And it was sickening to listen to, dude. Goodness. But he's so nice. He was so charming. He had so much charisma. I'm just like, look, I like the guy, but I kind of want to punch him in the face after this conversation.
Yeah, I expected that. From your wife. Yeah. I could have done without the two bartenders at the bar we go to going on and on.
Oh, yeah, both of them. Yeah. But to hear my wife talk. Will. And then they're talking like I'm not sitting there. Oh, my God, he's so dreamy. I'm like, should I just leave, babe? You know, because do what you got
to
do.
I mean, to his credit, though, his wife is very attractive.
I'm sure.
I think I told him.
Your wife is very attractive.
Yeah, he's like, that's not a compliment. I was like, well, I mean it is a compliment. He's like, what? Did you want to hook up? I was like, I wouldn't. But if I had met her before I just would have had no shot.
Like, I want to, but I won't.
What is the code for that? How did you pull that off?
Yeah.
isn't that code for I want to have sex with your wife?
Yeah, but except he's good looking enough, I get how he pulled it off.
No one's ever asked him that question.
If you saw me with his wife, you'd be like,
how'd you pull that off?
What's going on? Do you know her, from like high school?
Let me see your tongue.
Did you win the lottery?
Like you'd be like, this is a miss.
Reese, we asked, who was the kinkiest person you've ever dated? This story is a little bit dark, but it leads to this. Kanye West is being sued by a former assistant. Her name is Lauren Pesciotta. She claims that Kanye drugged her in a studio with Diddy at one point in time.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
But she also makes another wild claim. Kanye wanted to have sex with his wife, Bianca Censori's mother as well, and he wanted Bianca to watch.
Wait, he wanted to have sex with his mother-in-law while his wife watches?
Before they got married. So they weren't married yet.
That's cool then.
They weren't married yet, but when they were dating, he basically said, to be clear, Kanye and Bianca were not married, and her mother, Alexandra,
was in town visiting from Australia.
Yeah, listen, I want to have sex with your mom. If it's cool with you, you can also watch.
Lauren, the personal assistant who's...
Did I mention that I'm crazy?
Who's suing Kanye, claims that he showed her a text he'd sent Bianca, which said, quote, I want to F your mom before she leaves town.
God.
Then he asked Lauren...
That's very specific.
Yeah. If he should send Bianca a follow-up text. So he said, yeah, I want you to watch me F your mom.
Jesus.
According to the lawsuit, one of Kanye's sexual kinks is wanting to get with the moms of the women that he's involved with. Bianca texted Kanye back saying that her mother was married, and she had a quote, I'm going to F someone this weekend. Then, I'm going to tell you the next time you're inside me.
Damn.
That seems a little harsh.
No wonder they got married. That sounds like a strong foundation.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think you see her. You don't look at that couple and go,
good relationship. That's forever. That's a forever couple.
Right? That's what I want.
Jesus. Half-naked woman walking into a sushi restaurant.
Wearing a trash bag around her boobs.
Exactly.
Yeah, and like,
with a crazy man with a whole face cover.
Yeah, stir that wasabi in my soy sauce and nibble, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm like, they're just wearing fancy socks. Right? They like wear aqua socks around town.
Man, look, they do what they do. I just don't get it.
Right, and I'm not Mr. Fashion, but...
But damn, bro.
Come on.
They dress like Jawas, you know, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Your guess is as good as mine. Cut off the categories today. We have the worst cities for traffic and sex injuries. And we've got your emails coming up next to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from the Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey Sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.